No, I do think they were also stereo radios.
Okay. Okay.
But I wouldn't be sure. But we could make this combination of the high frequency amplifier that we had and the low frequency amplifier that we had, and it looked very nice. It was the sound was very good. The sensitivity was acceptable, but it was so full of cross modulation that you could hear each station at least twice. Normally people wouldn't observe it, but if you had a little technical insight, you would observe that the transistors were not able to handle big field strengths.
Uh-huh.
So if you came near a powerful transmitter, then you were going to top. We had in those days an inspector that on behalf of the Danish PNT should inspect our radios for radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And he also had the job of buying receivers for prominent people placed high in PNT. He called and said that he would like to order 10 pieces of that new set.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was so marvelous in design and sound and so on and so on. But the cross modulation is terrible, he told me.
Mm-hmm.
But after all, even if it was in some ways a lousy technical development, he would order 10.